There's three types of business owners. One, people that are going to cave, that are just, you know, I'm going to go hide. I'm just going to throw my hands up or whatever, you know, and, you know, that's it. Yeah. The second type is sit back and do absolutely nothing. And then the third type is double down and go all in. Well, Jeff, I'm super excited to have you on today. I think, you know, a lot of much needed information is going to come out of this episode. So you're a business coach, a speaker, but I love to hear about people's journey. So how did you get into all this?
great question. Well, I was with, I came out of corporate. So I was with Bank America and I was with Wachovia, total of about 26 years, migrating from Richmond, Virginia, down here. And it back in the mid 2007s, Wachovia made a disastrous acquisition of a savings and loan out in California that took the bank down. And as it was going down, it was a subprime loan bank at the peak of the subprime market. And the day after they bought it, things started going downhill. And so they let me and a lot of others go. And so it was after 26 years, it's like, you know what, there's gotta be more to life than just banking. So I looked around, I had about a year severance, looked around and found this and really liked this. So that's how I got there.
So banking, obviously been through 08 and been through all that stuff. And now we're going through the coronavirus. So we're kind of seeing some similarities and some differences.
Yeah. You know, I don't have much similarities because I was getting into this back when we were in 2008. So I didn't have a client base. I don't know if that was a good thing or not, because I didn't have a client base. So I wasn't facing the worry that the next phone call is going to be a client saying, we got to suspend things. I'm having that now. There's trade-offs. I mean, I've got revenue coming in now that I didn't have back then, but it's kind of tough picking up the phone and having a client you've dealt with for 5 years say we got to suspend things for a little bit.
Right.
But that's what I'm going through right now. So.
Yeah, there's I get a lot of questions from business owners, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I know that attrition's going to come. It happens, you know, what are some things that I can be doing or how do I prospect in this time? You know, we're getting a lot of those types of questions.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some clients that are on a record setting pace. So it's not like everybody is down in the toilet, and you got to figure out if you're one of those that's been disadvantaged, you got to kind of pivot a little bit and figure out what industries are doing okay in, and how can I align myself with them to take care to ride their crest, so to speak. So, but you can't stay the same. You know, I mean, you can't just sit back and think that, okay, I'll just wait it out and you may not be able to.
Yeah. You know, it's funny cause there's three types of business owners and you know, entrepreneurs out there, people that are running organizations. There's three types. One, people that are going to cave, that are just, you know, I'm going to go hide. I'm just going to throw my hands up or whatever, you know, and that's it. Yeah. The second type is sit back and do absolutely nothing. And then the third type is double down and go all in.
That's right.
And 9 times out of 10, the people that are doubling down and going all in are going to overtake the first group of people. And that's dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you could even argue in your case that the people that are the number twos of the world are really, they're almost like the number ones, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're just hoping to ride this thing out, you might as well just be kind of giving up in my mind, because who knows how long this thing is going to go for.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of speculation out there. There's a lot of talk and in the beginning of this, there was some business owners are like, oh, this will never affect my business. And I think the longer it goes on, we're really seeing that, you know, and I think everybody should, no matter what industry you're in, you should always look at caution signs, you know, and prepare.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. I have a client that does cleaning grade A parking decks. So I figured, well, you know, this is a great opportunity for him that nobody's in the parking decks, easy to clean. But the problem is nobody's in the decks, and they get paid by every time someone goes in and does the gate goes up. Mm-hmm. That's how these guys get paid.
It's that trickle down effect, right?
You know, absolutely.
It starts here and then it starts affecting, and then it's like it's a domino, you know, domino effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you mentioned like some, you know, you're in business finding the business, because there's some businesses out there that are making really good money and you know, they're still in business. So finding those people, would you recommend finding those people and figuring out how to do business with those organizations, those companies, and working with them?
Yeah. Excuse me. Absolutely. You know, if I'm in the tent business, I'm going to every single hospital, every single urgent care place, and because you figure they're probably busting at the seams. So they need, you know, they're talking about putting stuff in stadiums. Well, you're not going to leave people out in tents in cots and beds without tents over their heads.
Right.
So, you know, that's an example of something I'd be doing. But we one of our coaches works with cruise lines down in Miami. Well, you talk about an industry that's been impacted.
Right.
Been getting her clients to think about, what is it that you really do exceptionally well? What skills do your teams have? And let's figure out how we can leverage those skills in other industries that aren't so disadvantaged right now as the cruise industry. So yeah, people got to start, you know, you have to think outside the box a little bit, and you got to focus on, you know, which businesses are doing well, and how can I and my team add value to them? Mm-hmm. And it may be in something totally different than you've ever done before.
Yeah. I always say, you know, you got to think outside the box now. You know, you have to, you know, because if you don't align yourself, and we all know, and especially, you know, you would definitely know this as a business coach, is, you know, the biggest mistake businesses make is say, hey, it's always been done this way. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so now you're forced to innovate. You're forced to think outside the box. And if you don't, you can watch your business disappear like that. So I think it's really important to find how you can help and add value, like you mentioned, to people, you know, to businesses in need right now, and provide a service that's needed right now.
Right. You know, one of the biggest problems that owners have is they're so focused on doing what the business does. So if they're in marketing, they're actually out perhaps doing the graphic design work, or if they're doing taxes, they're doing the taxes, or they're a roofer, they're up on the roof, or it doesn't matter. And so the problem especially is compounded because most of them have never really taken time to think strategically.
Yep.
So now that the business is slowing down, in most businesses, now they're not up on the roof as much, and they don't know that they don't have that mindset of thinking strategically. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, now's a great time for owners to be thinking strategically. You know, what is it we need to do? In fact, we say that they should be the amount of time they're spending thinking these days has got to be at much significantly higher than it ever has been, because they're not doing that much. They shouldn't be doing that much work. They need to be getting ahead of this change, and that's not going to happen by sitting in your office looking at,
or if they're even lucky to be in their office.
Or if you're, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a complete mind. There needs to be a complete mind shift on the part of most owners to be focused more on the business than working in it.
Yeah. Well, and it's a healthy thing, I think, you know.
It is a healthy thing.
It's forcing us to innovate. You know, even like our company, like we would roll out a film crew to shoot a show like this, right? Where now we don't even have that option because we're under lockdown. So we've been doing calls and, like, you know, shows like this, and we've been editing this way, which is great. It's still content. See, we need to understand, you know, right now, because everybody's home, people are consuming content. And so we're still able to deliver it. Now, we might not have, you know, the best lighting or the cameras that we usually use and stuff like that, but it doesn't matter.
Right. No, that's
it's
right.
About, It's about content. It's about pushing content out there so people can consume it, because right now that is currency. That is what people can consume that.
Right. And once we're past this thing, you're going to be that much stronger, because now you've done this, you've experimented. It's another facet now you can offer business owners or clients.
That's what spawned for us. That's what spawned about this, is that because now we realize, okay, we can't roll a film, you know, we can't always roll a film crew across the country or whatever if you're not local. Right. Now we can do a show like this anywhere. Are you in Atlanta? Where are you at?
Yes, Atlanta.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you're outside Atlanta, outside the state, we're still able to produce content. But what's great is it's added value for the person that is also part of that content, right? Because they're able to talk about their business. The biggest thing I tell everybody is you have to stay relevant right now. You have to stay relevant on social media. And if you don't stay relevant on social media, you're going to lose market share. It's happening every minute. You're not speaking or in front of the public or in front of your clients or in front of your vendors, even talking about your business, telling them you're still in business and you're still ready to serve them when you're able to get back to the office.
Right. In my case, like to your similar, I've been rolling out what I call like a group coaching program. So I'm having you could look at it perhaps as almost a mastermind. Because, you know, I figure the investment for one-on-one might be a little rich right now with the uncertainty that people are going around and the cash is king hoarding. Mm. So why don't we get a couple of business owners in a room and we'll cut the investment dramatically while still adding value. I mean, so it's, to me, it's a win-win. But there's an example of I will carry that model forward once this is over so that I'll have both the one-on-one type of coaching and the group coaching to kind of diversify my business, which up to this point has been all one-on-one.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So everybody, you know, cash is king. So what, you know, I get a lot from business owners like, oh, what can I do to help my cash flow? What are some things that they can implement right away to start helping them with their cash flow?
Well, one of the things would be, you know, to have a healthy understanding of the financials. Which is oftentimes a problem with owners. They don't really understand the financials, but they need to really be monitoring their accounts receivables. Now, it's amazing. They could have a lot of money sitting out there and no one's following up on it, and it's just going to stay out there. So that's one thing is get on the receivables and start, the other people may not be able to pay you, but at least start, you know, reaching out to them and figuring out what's going on and maybe set up. Maybe you have to set up terms with them. Maybe you get a quarter of the outstanding now and a quarter in the next month, whatever it is. Get out there and start reaching for those people. Another is to really look at the non-necessary expenses that you have. You know, really dive into the expenses to see, because all businesses have those expenses, those nice-to-have expenses that aren't really at the core of what the business does. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're planning to roll out a new system. Well, can you wait 6 months, 9 months? You know, do you have to move locations now? It'd be nice, but you know what? You're going to pay more and disrupt, you know, put it off. So that's another thing, is to really look at those expenses that really aren't essential for your delivering product. And another simple one is to really hone in on the sales process and get really good at closing opportunities and following up on opportunities. Your marketing has generated some opportunities. Oftentimes what happens is people write a quote, a bid, and they'll leave it out there. And well, they never called me back. Well, you know what? In these days, you got to get proactive and you got to be going out and querying them as to, you know, where do you stand on it? You know, what can we do to get the business in? We really want your business. Da 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 da.
Seven touches before you can get that sale.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And it doesn't help to sit back in the office. Well, I sent them out last week and I haven't heard anything. We'll get on the phone.
Yeah.
Call them. You know. Yeah. So it's that kind of thing. And I guess another point would be really to focus on the repeat business, because that's where the profit in the business comes. It's from the repeat business. And so whatever you can do to get people to keep coming back, whether that's Maybe you have to discount the price just to get them to come back. Maybe you offer package deals. Maybe you offer stuff that makes them realize how much you appreciate them and how valuable they are to you so that they will hold on to you longer. I mean, those are just, I don't know, four or five ideas that I work through. And as I say, I'm putting on that webinar on Thursday to focus on 11 or 12 points to help business owners with cash flow.
Yeah, that's great. That's important. I mean, you know, especially times like now, cash flow is the biggest thing, you know, yep. for any business, and it needs to be on the radar. So what are some things that business owners can do now, and then when this coronavirus is behind us?
All those things apply now, especially, but they certainly apply going forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are other things that owners can do, and that is referral programs. You know, anything around, most owners, you know, they lip service to referral programs, but they don't have a formal process in place. They haven't thought through, when am I going to ask for the referral? A lot of them feel like it's kind of salesy. It's like the old Joe Isuzu Toyota commercials, you know, and it's not if it's done right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so much of the time they're up on the roof doing or painting or whatever it is, they don't sit down and think about this. And that's what's critical, is they got to take time to have that quiet moment where you're thinking about, you know, what can I do to get people in my restaurant?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if I sent people a thank you letter, would that kind of make them want to come back again? Well, maybe. Well, you know, but they don't do that because they're in the back flipping hamburgers.
Right.
So there's just, but those are some ideas. And getting some clarity around, you know, most of them don't have a good sense as to where they want the business to go. Mm. You know, it's they come in the morning, they turn the lights on, they turn the computer on, and then they're in total react mode.
Yeah.
They haven't thought about, where do I want my business to be in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Once they know that, it then becomes easier to make decisions, because either the decision is going to take me where I want to go or it's not. And if it's not, then I don't want to make it. But they don't know, and so they kind of take one of these circuitous routes. You know, they may get there, but it's going to take a whole lot longer.
You always need to have a plan in place.
You know? Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. When you start a company, I mean, it's either you're starting a company and you're already planning your exit strategy, or you're starting a company and you know where you're going to be year over year, right?
You
have to have a roadmap.
You should.
I mean, and the thing is that when situations come up like this, you've got to innovate. You've got to come up with other things. I love what you were mentioning before about the referrals. Referrals are huge.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you've already got a customer base of people that are already paying you money for a service that they appreciate from you. You know, work with them to start building out. You know, I always tell my salespeople, is like, everybody, whether they say yes or no, if they're doing business with you, great, because, you know, it's a paying client. But even if somebody that doesn't need the service right now, say, hey, you know what, I get it, you know, it's not right for everybody. Do you happen to know two or three other people that might be interested? It's as simple as asking that question.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.